Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Good morning!
How you feeling?
How you feeling?
Coughed up something that looked like escargot this morning.
Guess what today is?
It is National Escargot Day.
It's National Escargot Day.
Time to enjoy the delicacy that is a big plate of snail.
It's delicious.
Escargot.
It's actually good and good for you.
Let's start the show.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. It is show number, hold on for a second. Let me get the calendar.
2346.
There 2346. Thank you, Morty.
2346. Mm-hmm. Is there an echo in here? There is.
Tuesday morning, and Project H2O into week two.
Yes.
And the water crew going to be out later today. If you want to stop by, if you're on a long Boulder Highway, we're going to be at the Porta Subs located at 832 Boulder Highway in Henderson from 10 a.m. to noon.
Come on by. Bring a case or two or three or four would be ideal. If you could do that, that would be nice. Because we are in, this is the last week.
Right.
They desperately need it. It's, you know, Juan said it yesterday. It's like, well, you know, we go through about a pallet a week. Wow, okay. So,
it all goes to the Salvation Army.
Yep.
And if you donate four cases or more, lunch for two.
Yeah.
On the house at Porta Subs.
I didn't get my lunch for two, but that's okay. I want somebody else to get that.
I love the woman. I forget her name. God bless her. One of the water stops we did at a Porta Subs, and she brought two cases.
Yeah.
And we say, wow, if you bring four,
yes.
You get lunch for two. So she goes, I'll be right back.
Yes.
And came back. Right. And honestly, she came back and had two more cases. So we gave her lunch for two. She goes, I love Porta Subs.
Yes, you can't
so
beat
this is
that.
Awesome, so.
It is. It really is. I hate that we're bribing you, but, you know, and like I've said, if we've given you anything, if you've won tickets from us, we've given you anything at all, then do it. Then donate. Everything just froze up, apparently.
That's fine.
Huh? Okay.
But we're going to be out there, so stop by. All the information about Project H2O on our website is 96.3kklz.com. All right. Weather-wise, going to be a nice day to donate. Plenty of sunshine today. Highs in the low to mid-90s tomorrow. Low 100s.
Ooh, okay.
All right. We've got about 72 now. Let's do it.
That was me.
Find out a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, let me tell you a list of personality traits. I love this. Personality traits that people wish they'd developed earlier. You know, you get older and things change. Not taking things personally. We do that a lot when we're younger.
Mm-hmm.
Decisiveness. We're much more decisive as we get older. The ability to take criticism and feedback in the spirit in which it was given. These are all, because I'll tell you this, as you get older, you just don't care as much.
No.
Don't care as much. And I mean, not that you don't care, but you just don't care what people think of you as much or the way people judge you. And I don't think we judge as harshly either. Because, again, don't care.
Yeah.
Just don't care, people.
I told my two girls, I said my New Year's resolution, starting from last year,
right,
was to be chill, to just go with the flow,
right,
relax.
Yeah.
And Kelly said, Dad, you just can't be that. You have to. That's a way of life.
Yeah, Kelly, give yourself 25, 30 years, and then guess what?
Well, I'm going to give it a shot. It's not worked out so well.
Right.
But
I had a therapist tell me once. Yes, I had my shrink tell me once.
What did your shrink tell you?
She said, instead of saying, I need to do this, I need to do that, say, I want to do this or that or the other. Then see what it feels like.
All right.
With each thing you say that for, because it's like, oh, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want, or yes, I do want to do
that. That's a good idea. That's...
And it just puts a different perspective on those things you think you need to do.
Okay.
So the last payphone in New York City was removed yesterday.
This was sad.
It was really sad. I'm sure you saw the footage.
Yeah.
Crane was loading it into the truck.
Lifting it off the ground.
I think they should have left it as a kind of a nod you know, to simpler times, but, you know, I guess people just keep peeing on it and spray painting it.
It was not a phone booth.
No, payphone.
But it was just a payphone.
A stationary payphone. Yeah. I don't know. I guess, I mean, they're almost completely a thing of the past now. Mm-hmm. And DoorDash, they do this each year. A couple times a year, they've released a new report on the most popular menu items for delivery as of now in 2022. The most popular are French fries, which are just so gross to travel. You know what I mean? They're not French fries fresh. Oh, they're good, but you know.
Can you box them up and I'll eat them tomorrow?
I know.
Not the same thing.
Sitting in the back of someone's Nissan while they drop something else off and then get to you.
Now, Morty might differ with you because he loves French fries.
Burritos and chicken up there high on the list as well. Now, chicken can travel well. You can heat up. You can eat it cold, whatever. Burritos, I don't know about that cold, but okay. Most popular style of food, American. I don't know what that is, American food, but that's the most popular.
We win.
Yes, next is Chinese, Asian, things like that. And I thought Italian would be higher on the list. It was 4 or 5, so all Mexican is up there as well. So there you go. Whatever you're eating, you can pretty much get it through DoorDash. That is a few things you should know for Tuesday, brought to you by Northwest Career College. Programs in medical, dental, legal, massage, business, on campus or online, northwestcareercollege.edu.
Carly, you had mentioned how DoorDash had ranked all the foods that were being delivered to people.
Yes.
So here we go. We want to know a little bit about our audience or the people listening this morning.
Mm-hmm.
What's the last food you had delivered to your house?
Last food item you had delivered? Okay.
What about you?
You know, it's terrible because I hate paying for that, so I'll go get it. But the last thing was probably, oh, God, I think it might have been a pizza. I can't even believe that from Bambino's right over here.
Oh, right down the street.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Morty, what about you? I know you have food delivered.
Yeah, Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah. There you go.
Because you don't go there enough.
Yeah.
I know.
Sometimes I just don't feel like getting ready, so I have them bring it to me.
Putting on the same black shirt and going down the street.
Sad when you call a place, too. It's like, oh, hi, Carla, number 4?
Yeah.
No, shut up. How do you know?
So it was a basket of Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah.
What do you use? What sauce?
Oh, I get the Asian zing.
Uh-huh.
And then I mix that with Parmesan garlic.
Okay. All right. And then little honey zingy garlic. Mm-hmm. Barbecue honeys.
Little party at his house.
Yeah. I know. Party in my pants.
I can't remember the last time we ordered something.
No? Pizza? Have you had a pizza?
No, I go pick it up.
Yeah, I know. I generally do. But, Angie, she's the DoorDash queen.
Is she?
And it's usually Thai food that she has delivered, too. Yeah.
Now, our next-door neighbor, it's like every day.
Yes. Yeah.
Cars are pulling up.
Hi, how you doing? Hi, Bob.
I think I've gotten to know them better.
Yeah, than the neighbors.
Right. They just leave it at the door or something. Yeah. I don't know.
My upstairs neighbor door dashes all the time. Like, I'd say about
that's
9
so
times
funny.
A week.
Oh, my God. That's
and
so
they
funny.
Always mix up my door with his door.
Morty.
So I get a knock, and I'm like, I didn't order this. And they're like, well, you have, like, no, it's that door right on the corner.
What is it?
I was like, what is it?
Yeah.
That's what I would ask.
Oh, yeah, that's mine. Yes.
What's the last food item you had delivered to your house? Just talking about the last food item you had delivered to your home. DoorDash.
Right.
Came out with a survey saying, or a study saying how all these people are ordering food.
Yeah.
American food came in at number 1.
Yeah, and Italian food was like number, I think it was number 4.
On the list. So, we just wanted to know. Fries, number 1 food item.
Yeah, and those don't travel well at all. Italian food travels well, but those don't. Fries, yuck. Yuck and yuck. You know when you get fries.
Yeah.
They're good, they're fresh, and then they sit there for a little bit. And they're just, ew.
Like the next day.
Ew.
And even if you put them in the microwave,
it's
not good.
They're like a 95-year-old nipple. They're just not good. They're just
I don't know
not,
if I would have I would have put that picture in my mind or the analogy. But
I know. Thank you.
You might have hit the nail on the head with that.
Jeez.
Bill, what about you?
Weekly delivery from Amazon groceries.
Groceries.
Oh, you get the groceries delivered. Yeah, I've done that in the past. Couple things here and there that I couldn't find that I needed for like Thanksgiving or something like that. It's awfully convenient.
Oh, no. Every week.
It's smart. I mean, if you don't want to go to the grocery store, you want to save that trip.
I don't know. There's something about being at the grocery store and having a choice to pick, or you look at different stuff.
I will say they got Amazon Fresh. Man, they got everything on there.
Yeah?
Yeah, they really did.
All right, Bill, have a good day.
You too. Take care.
Now, a couple of people are texting in at 702-739-9636.
Yeah, somebody had Bubba Gump delivered just recently. Other people, let me see here. Anthony says, I do love having Chinese food delivered. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the New York in me. That could very well be. Now, a lot of people, this is interesting, Moore, you mentioned it, are saying, I don't really order it. However, my neighbors or the people across the way, constantly somebody coming over and dropping off food. Vinny said, I'm with you, Carl. I don't like paying for delivery, so I'll go pick it up. I usually will keep it close to me if I'm going to order, and I'll just go pick it up. It's just easier. Better tip for them, too. Now, Craig said, I'm just curious. I've never had food delivery. I've never used any of them. What is the cost? I've heard some people getting $16 fries. Is that true? Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true.
You're going to pay for it.
Yeah, because you got a delivery fee, and then you're going to tip them as well. But I will say, and Morty, you'll probably agree, if you just start any of the services, your first delivery, your first couple even, are a lot of times they're free.
Yeah.
They don't charge you. So if you want to use it once or twice here or there, that might be the way to go.
Okay.
You know?
Well, thank you for the calls and texting in. In a couple of minutes, we're going to tell you how you can win tickets for Sting and the screening of Top Gun Maverick.
Woo-hoo.
Get those movie passes. We'll do that here in a couple of minutes. Take a break and be back.
Just read this real quick. Morty, you might want to use this. Linda said, my neighbor a block behind me orders DoorDash all the time. Our house numbers are the same, just different block. His name's Max. I think I'm going to be Maxine from now on when they knock on my door.
Just start taking the food.
Yes, that is me.
DoorDash came out with a results of a survey from their drivers, what people are ordering. And Marina's on the phone. One more call about this. Go ahead, Marina. What do you order?
The only item I've ever had delivered, and I do it about once a month when I'm home in Vegas, is Bella Vita. I love the chicken piccata there, and I get the salad with the artichokes on it. So that's it. When I don't feel like cooking, that's what I order.
I'm assuming by the name it's Italian food.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
It's in the district.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that came in fourth.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Italian's on that list for delivery.
I'm calling you from South Carolina too. So.
Oh wow.
What?
And Marina, how are you listening? Through the app, on your smart speaker?
Yeah, Alexa.
Oh, very nice.
That's awesome.
You have a great day, Marina.
Yes.
Hey, guys.
Alexa, order Italian food.
I got the impression Marina was putting in an order.
Right.
And then the salad with the artichoke hearts on it. I want that as well.
You can deliver it to South Carolina.
Yes.
Thank you for listening on Alexa, which you can do very easily. Here you go. A chance to win tickets for Sting, My Songs, Coliseum. Yeah. This is happening June 3rd through the 18th. And also, screening passes, movie passes to screen the new movie, Top Gun Maverick.
Oh my God, are we crazy? We're crazy.
Text your name and phone number to 702-739-9636. All right, make sure you include your name and a phone number where we can call you to tell you that you've won. All right, do that right now. You got a few minutes to do that. We'll announce a winner a little bit after 7 o'clock. Tickets for Sting and movie passes for Maverick. Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise movie. Is he running this movie? I don't know.
I'll bet he does.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Right before the top of the hour, told you to text in to win the tickets for Sting and those screening passes for Top Gun Maverick.
Yes.
Boy, oh boy, the text lines blew up.
Oh, my Lord. You guys, you're fast.
Who are you calling this morning?
We're calling Alex.
Alex?
Yes.
All right.
This is Alex. How can I help you?
Alex, Mike and Carla Morning Show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have any idea why we might be calling you?
I'll bet you have a clue, Alex.
You are the winner. You got tickets for Sting, My Songs, over at Caesar's Palace in June. And we're going to throw in those screening passes for Top Gun Maverick.
Dude, that is awesome.
That's a great way to start off your morning, isn't it?
Heck yeah.
Alex, are you married, girlfriend?
No.
Do you need a date? Because I'm right here, Alex. I'm right here.
She's about as available as anybody else.
That's right.
Alex, did we catch you at work? What are you doing this morning?
Actually, just getting ready to go to work.
Okay. All right, where do you work?
I work for a call center.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Okay.
Run the IT department, yeah.
Very cool.
Well, you got the tickets for Sting, the movie passes for Top Gun Maverick. Hang on. We'll tell you how to pick everything up. And thank you for listening and texting in to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Now, Wendy Rush will have more passes to give away for the screening of Top Gun Maverick.
Yep.
Be listening to her while you're at work. Otherwise, all the information about the show on our website at 96.3kklz.com. Sunshine today, going to be nice. High in the mid-90s, low 100s tomorrow, 70 now. As we get closer to the end of school, you know, it's like senior week or something. You start hearing about the pranks and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
You and I were going through our yearbooks just a couple of days ago. We started talking about when they'd vote. I think it would come out in like the final edition of your school newspaper.
Yeah.
In high school.
Most likely to succeed.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah. Most likely to become president, whatever you were most likely to do. I wasn't a most likely, but I was class clown.
In your newspaper,
so,
that's...
Yeah.
Boy, I found mine, but it's in a box in storage. I wouldn't even know where to begin to look.
Okay.
I can't remember what I was voted, if I was voted anything.
Right.
Do they still do that, though?
I don't know if they still do. Somehow I think it's either politically incorrect or...
You can't do that anymore?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking at this old paper. It's like best looking, most talkative, most athletic.
Best hair.
Cutest couple. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Things like that. Yeah, I know. So I don't know. I don't know at this point. I mean, please. 702-739-9636. Do they still do this? And were you voted, you know, most likely to do something or you know, class this or class that?
The final edition of your high school newspaper.
Yeah.
What were you most likely to do? As we get closer to the end of school, you know, it's like senior week or something. You start hearing about the pranks and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
You and I were going through our yearbooks just a couple of days ago. We started talking about when they'd vote. I think it would come out in like the final edition of your school newspaper.
Yeah.
In high school.
Most likely to succeed.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah. Most likely to become president, whatever you were most likely to do. I wasn't a most likely, but I was class clown.
In your newspaper,
so,
that's...
Yeah.
Boy, I found mine, but it's in a box in storage. I wouldn't even know where to begin to look.
Okay.
I can't remember what I was voted, if I was voted anything.
Right.
Do they still do that, though?
I don't know if they still do. Somehow I think it's either politically incorrect or...
You can't do that anymore?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking at this old paper. It's like best looking, most talkative, most athletic.
Best hair.
Cutest couple. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Things like that. Yeah, I know. So I don't know, you know, I don't know at this point. I mean, please, 702-739-9636. Do they still do this? And were you voted you know, most likely to do something or you know, class this or class that.
The final edition of your high school newspaper.
Yeah.
What were you most likely to do? You know, as seniors get look forward to graduating. Yes, don't dream it's over. It's only beginning. It's only the start.
Yes, it is.
Talking about senior week, what were you voted in high school? That last edition of the high school newspaper, yeah. They would have it all listed right in there. Doug, what about you? What were you voted as?
Well, my two girlfriends were on the committee. Two of my girlfriends.
Oh.
And what? I was voted best dressed, class flirt, and class clown. At that time, you could only have one.
Uh-huh.
So they had to eliminate everything and give me class flirt.
Oh, yeah, well, I guess, because your two girlfriends were on the committee.
Yeah, most likely to cheat.
Yeah, exactly.
It ended up that way, yeah.
Have a good day, buddy.
That's great.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
All right, if you want to text in, call in 702-739-9636.
These are pretty funny. Marcus is very honest. He said they voted me most likely to succeed. Joke's on them. I applied exactly 0% of myself after college. Wow. Terry said my girlfriend at the time was voted most likely to appear on Jerry Springer. She definitely had a Springer-type meltdown when that award was read.
Really? There must have been other stuff going on throughout, you know, like her high school career.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure she was probably that girl.
Yeah.
Matthew, and he said, I graduated in 2010, and at that time, I was voted sneakiest texter. And at that time, boy, it was a little tougher to text. You had to ABC that stuff.
Wonder what that's like now.
Yes.
All right, hold on for a second. Janie's on the phone. Janie, go ahead.
Most likely to go to jail. I was not a good student.
Jail.
Jail.
So this one boy kept harassing my friend, and the lockers were big enough back when I was in high school to put a person in that locker.
Yeah.
And they didn't unlock from the inside.
Oh, no.
So I stuffed him in that locker. And he stayed in that locker until somebody let him out. And I have no clue how long he was in that. But he never made fun of her again.
Oh,
that's
my
God. That's an example of one of the not-so-friendly things I did in high school.
But you didn't go to jail, so that's good. Most likely to go to jail.
Wow.
Now, listen, I know a lot of people who put somebody in a locker, those tall ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was not unusual.
That's wild.
Yeah, that's,
all right, well, she never went to jail, though.
No, that's
so
good. That's what I'm hoping. If it was something good you were voted most likely to do, good on ya.
So yeah, it's one of those deals where most likely to
dot, dot, dot,
you were voted this or like you, class clown.
Oh, my God.
A couple of other people texting in.
Yeah, well, this is actually really cool. Tim, I don't know who you are, but thank you. He said, I was voted most likely to find a cure for cancer. I'm just starting med school, but I'm interested in other specialties as well as oncology. But who knows? Maybe I will be the doctor to do it. Tim,
okay.
I hope to God you are.
Morty, what about you? Your high school, did they do that?
They did, but I never made it. I was the guy that no one ever talked
did
about.
Did you fly under the... I didn't want to be
I was,
about.
Yeah, if there was flying under the radar, yeah. I would have gotten that award.
Yeah.
Most likely to continue to fly under the radar.
To fly under the radar. We'd put his name in here, but we don't know it.
Right, so, because he's so low and below the radar.
That guy,
I was in a band, like, where there was five of us in a band.
Yeah.
And they had most likely to rock.
Oh.
Okay, that's cool.
But our singer got the award. But they gave the band, like, credit, but it was a singer's name that was put under most likely.
That's why I quit that music career.
Yeah, at least there.
Seniors graduating, the end of a high school career.
Yeah.
What were you voted? Most likely to dot, dot, dot.
Yes, exactly. Or perhaps you were the best eyes or something like that.
Best smile.
Yes, best smile. Jack said, I was voted most likely to be a beach bum. Grew up in Southern California. I was on track for several years after I dropped out of college. Then I met my wife.
Oh, she wrecked it all.
No, he said, I straightened up, and now I own a very successful recruiting firm, headhunting.
Oh, look
so
at him.
Good for you. But on the beach headhunting, I thought that sounded like an interesting business as well. So
sounds good to me.
Why not? Yes, exactly. Lynn said, I just graduated from school 5 years ago. She said, my school no longer did it because of complaints from past years. It became a popularity contest over time, and people's feelings were hurt. And
It
kind of was, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's high school, right?
Well, yeah, I know, sadly.
It's a popularity thing.
Yeah, well, sadly, yes. And for some, that's not fun, you know? That's why they hated high school, you know?
All right, Gail, what about you?
I was most likely to fall asleep in class.
Oh, geez.
But I guess it was accurate, so I couldn't really fight it. My one Spanish class, there was a whole class period, and we had reading, and then we would do, like, skits off the reading in Spanish. Mm-hmm. And I got called on to do a skit, and I had fallen asleep the whole class and had no clue what was going on.
Oh, my God. Well, you'd think that I did, because I took 5 years of Spanish. I barely know anything anymore.
What happened? What happened to most likely to be successful?
I know it.
Most likely to be president.
Right. We didn't do that so much. I was class clown. I have the picture.
Right.
I'll post the picture from my high school newspaper. We had that like cutest couple, things like that, future president.
Right.
Things like that.
We're getting calls most likely to go to prison.
Wow. And to fall asleep in class. I didn't know narcolepsy would fall into the picture, but okay. Can you do better, people? Can you do better?
You got one more text?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Buffy said I was voted most likely to be famous and most likely to have a news talk show, but none of that happened. I'm not working in that. I'm working with messed up adults. That's what I'm working with.
Join the club.
We hear you. We hear you, Buff.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Oh, boy. The woman who was banned from Instagram, and she was shocked when she found out.
Poor Madonna.
Hope she survives. Oh. Mike and Carla Morning Show, 96.3, KKLZ, 809. One more call from last hour, and we'll like this call because this is what we were looking for. Mm-hmm. Ann's on the phone. Go ahead, Ann.
My husband and I were high school sweethearts. We were voted cutest couple, just like you just mentioned on the air. We just celebrated our 49th anniversary.
Oh my gosh, woman!
Why do I have the feeling you look the same as you did back in high school?
Well, my husband is a sweetheart. He tells me that all the time.
Uh-huh.
That's
I do own a couple mirrors, so let's be real.
See, we were getting people most likely to end up in jail.
Jeez, fall asleep in class.
Be
I got a
beach
couple
bum.
People. Yes, I know. I know, but that's just it. You go on to do other things. You grow up. You know, keep in mind, you're 18 when you graduate high school. I mean, you got a whole lot of life in front of you.
And then at that first, what is it, 10-year, 20-year class reunion, you come back in a tie, your hair's cut.
It's funny, those things, too, kids. Keep in mind, that 10-year, I remember, was like, everybody was still trying to impress and all that. 20, people were a little more loose. But 30, now divorced the second, third time. Kids.
I don't even want to tell you what reunion I went to,
man.
And nobody cared.
Uh-oh, yeah, right? Who were you?
Yeah. Just sitting against the wall eating Cheetos.
Oh, no. You know what they do at mine? Because Shelly is so good. She puts it together every year. Shelly and Pam.
At Reno High.
Yes, at Reno High. And they do the picture with your name on it. And then they do like your old school picture.
Oh.
So that everybody looks and goes, oh, yeah. Because they remember you from back then.
Of course.
You know, it's like, oh, yeah.
That's a great idea.
It is.
I don't know how many people are fond of that, but.
I know. Well, at this point, we look better probably.
Maybe.
It's like, oh, my God, look at you.
Oh, my God. Well, you know what? As we continue through the week, we'll talk more and more about graduating seniors,
yes.
Your high school days.
Oh, we're going to pull out those yearbooks.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Sunshine today, going to be nice. High in the low to mid-90s. Low 100s tomorrow, 73 now. Catch you up on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Now, if you're keeping track, this week is the sixth week of the Johnny Depp Amber Heard defamation trial. Excuse me. Sorry about that. Oh,
all right.
Man, woman in the gallery yesterday apparently held up a kid and yelled to Johnny Depp, "This baby's yours." And they kicked her out of the courtroom. There are a bunch of nutbags going to this trial. Excuse me. Forgive me for saying that, but they are. They're camping out to get
really?
In. They only allow a certain number of people in there. But yeah, it's become just this goofy spectacle.
And what did I see that Kate Moss is going to testify now?
Because he dated every actress under the sun. So hopefully that'll help him in the long run. Jeez. Top Gun Maverick, of course, opening on Friday. BuzzFeed ranked the best performances of Tom Cruise's career. Top three, A Few Good Men, Magnolia, and Born on the 4th of July. I am not a huge Tom Cruise fan, but all good movies. Born on the 4th of July, that movie was amazing if you haven't seen it.
And it was hard to watch.
It was very hard to watch, but he was so good in that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. And Mission Impossible, by the way, Dead Reckoning, part one. There's a trailer out for it. It opens in a year. And yes, he runs in it.
Oh, no.
He runs.
He's not a good runner.
He runs. No, he is not.
Tom Cruise and George Clooney, not good runners.
Oh, my gosh. No, no. Kurt Cobain's guitar, we talked about this a few weeks back. From the one he used in Smells Like Teen Spirit, the music video.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it sold at auction for $4.5 million.
Whoa!
The buyer, Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay, he bought it. Part of the proceeds going to a mental health charity, which is really cool.
That's very cool.
$4.5 million.
That's amazing.
For a guitar. I mean, I get it. These guitars are iconic, but man, yeah, it's amazing.
Now, Morty, you collect stuff, and if money were no object,
I'd buy it.
Yeah, I know you would have bought that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
For that much?
Yeah. I would go more if someone else was bidding against me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Money, no option.
Right?
No
right.
object.
Yeah, yeah, right,
yeah.
right. Yeah, no object. Yeah.
No object.
It. Right. Yeah.
I'd buy
this, yeah. This is kind of sad. Historic, of course. Rosemarie Trapp of the Sound of Music Von Trapp family has died at the age of 93. Now, she was the last surviving daughter whose family, of course, inspired that movie, The Sound of Music. Yeah.
Was she the youngest or no? I know that sounds weird.
I know.
Since she was the last one.
Names in the movie, but I have to look that up. I just
remember, which one?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Von Trapp family. Ladies and gentlemen, the Von Trapp family.
And they had escaped.
Max, they're gone. Move on. Introduce Kelly Clarkson now.
Do something.
Yes, that's right. And a big happy birthday to Bob Dylan.
What?
Bob Dylan. 81 years old today.
Ooh, thank
yes,
you.
Exactly. His family and friends will all mumble happy birthday to him later on.
Yes,
jeez.
Okay.
That is my take. Summer is around the corner. Trust Legacy AC, local, reliable, legacyac.com.
Carla, here's the guy you want to live next to. You have to hear this story. Well, once I find it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, doggone it.
Uh-oh. What'd you do? Here, let me
Okay,
do
it doesn't matter.
Let me do this. Okay.
I know it enough that I can tell you. This is a guy who lives next door to a guy who bought a dog.
Okay.
The dog barks.
Right.
So here's what he did. Listen to the guy tell you what he did to combat the barking dog.
So my neighbor got a dog, and the damn thing barks nonstop. I mean, I roll over in my bed in my own room in my own house, and this damn dog barks at me. So I went ahead and built this invention, the Dog Zapper 2000, and have a look.
So every time the dog barks...
Stop it! No!
Every time the dog barks, his horn goes off. All right.
Oh, geez. Okay. So, that's not. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't. Oh, geez. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the dog barking. That's annoying. Really?
Now, can you imagine the other neighbors?
Jeez.
It was one thing for the dog to bark.
Well, now they're all. Yeah, they're all going to think the dog's barking at his horn.
It's just a vicious cycle.
Shut the horn off. The dog's barking at the horn.
Don't stop barking at the horn.
Yeah, that'll do it. Oh, man.
I've gone through this.
Throw a stick. Yeah, okay.
I've gone through this with my wife.
Oh, my gosh.
Depending on where we are, if somebody's bothering me to the point where I start doing it.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
To be that annoying. So she goes, so your solution to this annoying person is to be that much more annoying?
Yeah.
I said, yeah, at this point in time, yes.
Oh, my God. Oh,
but, Mike, it doesn't work like that.
That's not good.
So that's the dog zapper 2000 that the guy invented.
Throw a stake over the fence. How about that? Do that
all day long.
Oh, geez. Okay. Oh my gosh. No.
How would you like to live next to the guy who invented the dog zapper 2000?
Oh my God. Okay.
Is that great?
The dog zapper 2000. That's not annoying. Do you hear that?
And his wife, I'm sure, never goes outside now.
Yeah, I know. Do you hear that?
Can't even go shopping. All week long, putting you in the first five rows of the New Kids on the Block concert. That's the mixtape tour. May 29th, this weekend, Michelob Ultra Arena, MGM Grand. Here you go. Fourth row.
Yes. It's all today about the letter, the number four. Today.
Four.
Number
so
four.
Figure out from this clip of a song that we're playing backwards the name of the song. And again, keep in mind, we're putting you in the fourth row, so it's all about the number four.
Yes. Yes.
So here it is one more time. Listen closely. Sounds
number
like
four.
The same thing, forward, backwards.
It really does, actually. Number
all right.
Four, people.
If you can identify the song from that clip, we're playing backwards the title of the song. It's all about the number four, starting with caller nine. We should make it four.
Yes, I know.
We'll do nine. Caller number nine, 702-739-9636. Good luck. Here we go. Giving you a chance to be in the fourth row mixtape tour with New Kids on the Block. All you have to do is identify by title from the clip we're playing backwards the name of the song. It's all about fourth, being in the fourth row, the number four. Keep that in mind. All right, so all you have to do is identify the name of that song. And it's Sherry on the phone. Sherry, go ahead. Can you identify by title the name of that song?
The Right Stuff.
Sam, name the song.
25 or 64.
No.
Oh, no, but good guess.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right. Sandra, go ahead.
Okay, I have to take a guess and say Stop It, Girl.
No, it has to do with the number four.
It has to do with the number four. I'll tell you right now, four is in the title.
Okay, so we're going to play it one more time. Here it is. All you have to do is identify by title the name of that song.
Yes,
we're playing
yes.
backwards the clip. 702-739-9636 to end up in the fourth row. Do it. Good luck. Boy, I didn't think this was going to be that hard.
Neither did I.
But maybe with everything going on where you're at, you couldn't hear it real well. So
It was backwards.
But here it is. Yeah, we're playing the clip backwards.
Yes, exactly.
So all you have to do is from that clip, identify the song by title with the number four in it. Because we're putting you in the fourth row. Now, Debbie's on the phone. We've had a lot of calls.
Ooh.
Debbie, go ahead. Wrap this up. Name the title of the song.
I Would Die For You.
Yes! Oh, Debbie, way to go! Yes! I Would Die For. There's literally a number four in and the title.
I you. Would die right. for you.
Yes.
Putting you in the fourth row mixtape tour.
Woo! Oh, my Lord. That's three.
Oh, my heck.
I know. Oh, for God's sake.
You're going to be there with New Kids on the Block. And, of course, who else? Everybody is on this tour.
Oh, and Vogue, Salt-N-Pepa, Rick Astley.
Going to be a great night. May 29th, Michelob Ultra Arena over at the MGM. On the line, we'll tell you how to pick up your tickets. And thank you so much for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
That's great. Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thank you so much.
Tomorrow morning, same time, maybe a little bit easier.
Yes.
You'll have a chance to win.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. As we always look for a world record Carla can break. Not sure if you could do it, but it'd be a lot of fun watching.
Okay.
Guy in Idaho broke the Guinness World Record after running a half marathon while wearing 111 t-shirts.
Oh, God. What? Okay.
I don't know why.
I don't know why.
Now, it was to bring attention to STEM education.
Okay.
That might be the reason. I don't know if the guy probably took them off one at a time.
I hope so.
You know,
I hope
like,
so.
Like,
maybe there's a message on them or something. Wow.
Maybe.
Wow, that's
like
okay.
The guy in Finley Chevrolet, those commercials?
Yes, yes, exactly. Because okay. I don't know how you ran.
He broke more than 200 records.
Wow, okay.
In doing all this to bring attention again to STEM education.
Shoot.
And
all right.
So he that's what he did.
Wow.
And animal lovers, a $6,000 support cockatoo. $6,000.
Wow.
Support cockatoo named Lemon Grab. That's the cockatoo.
Lemon Grab. Okay.
Lemon Grab was stolen from a pet store in Austin, Texas last weekend. They're offering $1,000 reward if you find the cockatoo. Bring him back to the store, you get $1,000.
Well, all right. You'll get a little bit back on that cockatoo. Jeez.
A support cockatoo.
Wow. They're not always, okay, they're not always the nicest.
No.
They're okay.
But.
Whatever. Yeah, to each his own, that's for sure. Well, two guys, all I have to say, two guys in Louisiana.
Oh, boy.
Arrested. They were trying to transport a house without the proper permits. And then they were having a hard time, so they left it in the middle of the road.
Run!
Literally, yes,
run!
Just go! Go! No one will see us. It rammed into mailboxes, by the way, road signs, power lines, before they ditched it. Well, police caught up with the 46-year-old homeowner and his accomplice. You know, obstruction of highway, violating local ordinances, damage to property. They say it was part of an ongoing situation. This homeowner was told they need permits to move the house. They never got them. They ignored it, and they thought, we can do this on
Why not?
Our own. And they tried, and it didn't work. It was a big house, too.
I can imagine.
Like just, you know, a house on wheels. It's
just
a big house.
Just leave it in the road.
And it's unclear. I don't know what the cops did with the house, by the way. Mm-hmm. And listen to this, boy. An 83-year-old former pastor from North Carolina has left the church to become a gay porn star.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. And God's not mad at him. He's not mad at him. He's envious. He's
really.
God is envious. I mean, at his age, this is a miracle. I'm thinking. This is a miracle. And I don't know. He might have had more sex as a pastor. But anyhow.
Stop it.
A gay porn star, a pastor at 83 years old. Again, Mike, it's never too late.
No.
As they say, it is Tuesday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start that workday off on a little more positive note. Sponsored by Sky Diamonds, your premier diamond destination. Such a great story. 'Tis the season, of course, and by that I mean graduation. 82-year-old May Beal of Adelphi, Maryland, graduated from the University of Maryland's global campus. She walked across the stage to receive her degree in business management. Now, she was working as an LPN when she decided to return to school. She made the dean's list, by the way. 82-year-old May Beal. You may graduate. Move that tassel, sister.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. You know, at one time you could go to nursing school right out of high school. Uh-huh. You didn't have to go to college. And that's probably how she was able to become an LPN. But, man, she went on, got her degree. Good
she finished.
Her. 82 years old. It's never too late, as they say.
That's what I told my daughter, Nicole. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
She still started at UNR. She's on a 20-year program.
Okay,
or something
that's
like that.
All right. My brother Matt was on a several-year program back in the day because he was also working full-time, you know.
As long as you finish, I guess. Well, if you have a feel-good story happening in your life, we want to know about it. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show at 96.3KKLZ.com. Getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, PortaSubs.com. By the way, if you want to enjoy Porta Subs today at the Porta Subs, 832 Boulder Highway out in Henderson from 10 to noon, the water crew going to be out there collecting cases of bottled water for Project H2O. Stop by, say hi, donate 4 cases of bottled water, and you get lunch for 2 at Porta Subs. Otherwise, Wendy Rush is up next. We are back tomorrow. So do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.